Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are ready for this week's weekly guitar meeting. The first guitar that I would love to start with is made by... Actually, he's becoming one of my favorite guitar luthiers. It's made by Raffaele D'Antone. And I think this is the third guitar that I'm reviewing by him. And I was already impressed by the first one, and somehow I have the feeling that every guitar is an improvement compared to his previous guitar. And this guitar, made by Raffaele, is brand new from 2025, and it comes with five fan bracing top, I think. He was using 7 fan braces and he reduced the fan braces to 5 essential fan braces. And he's also being inspired more and more by the French guitar maker Robert Boucher. And that's why you can also hear later on when I'm playing a few notes on this guitar that the intonation is very high. The air body frequency is around G. And the guitar is built very precise, super clean, super simple also, especially the rosette. It looks very elegant but simple, and it has a slightly elevated fingerboard, which I truly love because I think it makes the playing in the higher positions much easier, but at the same time it still looks like a traditional guitar. And I like it when the raised fingerboard is not too high. And this guitar comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Super high quality woods. Well, let's play a few tones on this guitar. I am sure that you will be impressed by the sound. I am so in love with the sound of this guitar that, to be honest, I prefer just to play the guitar and let the guitar speak for itself. Maybe I will say a few things at the end of my playing. Thank you. Wow. I mean, there are actually many things to say about the qualities of this guitar. First of all, the tone. It's very elegant and it's sounding bright, but at the same time, you have a very full tone. So there is so much core in the sound. And also the clarity between the tones, the intervals, and the chords is very noticeable. It's powerful, the sound is going forward, and I have the feeling that the dynamic range is very wide, so I can play quiet. The tone is there in its full spectrum, but if I get louder, the guitar gives me that headroom. It's like the guitar doesn't reach its limit in terms of loudness very fast. You have, as I said already, a super wide dynamic range. An amazing instrument, special instrument made by Raffaele D'Antona. Congratulations to him, and let me know your thoughts on the sound of this Raffaele D'Antona guitar. And let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is made by Hermann Hauser, three. And I guess I don't need to say much about this guitar luthier. Hermann Hauser one was starting to build guitars with the shape of the modern classical guitar, the Spanish model, and also through Andrés Segovia, he has got huge recognition for his guitars. And yeah, it was, I would say, revolutionary. And it's a dynasty and legacy that has been continued until today. And this guitar is made by Hermann Hauser III, and it's from 2006. The top of this guitar is spruce, and you have some little hazels in the on the top. It looks gorgeous. And we have Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And this guitar has a number 606, and it comes with a 64.5 centimeters scale, which I personally love. Also, my own guitar has a 64.5 centimeters scale because 65 centimeter is for me personally slightly too long, and 64, it might be a bit too short, so I thought I will order a guitar with 64.5, and this is exactly the same length. And it comes with Langsdorfer tuning machines, and the Langsdorfer tuners, I've got famous because Hermann Hauser one was using these tuners on his guitars, and the company has been overtaken by, I think, Klaus Reichel, but they are continuing to build these tuners until today. Super high quality tuners. I would say, let's play a few notes on this guitar, Hermann Hauser, and I'm sure you are very excited to hear the sound of this guitar. This is crazy. This guitar sounds exactly how you expect a Hermann Hauser to sound. Super even sound, same intensity and loudness in every tone. Even the trebles, listen to the first string, is actually as loud as the bass tone, the A. And we know how important the first string is, actually. And also the sustain is so even, and the length of every tone is, again, nearly the same. This is such a brilliant and sweet sounding guitar, and also the tone separation is what you expect from a Hermann Hauser guitar. And this is also why Hermann Hauser guitars work very well on big stages. If you play the guitar, you don't hear a very loud sound or a very fast response. But because the tone separation is so good on this guitar, the tones allow each other to go a very far distance, and that's why you hear everything very clear in a concert hall. And this is one of the most important qualities of a Hermann Hauser guitar. Lovely. Elegant. This is, of course, also one of the most colorful guitars. Magic. And here we go again. We have a brand new guitar made by Davide Scacchi from Milano. And he is building super brilliant sounding guitars with a very good dynamic range. And this guitar is coming with a spruce top, an Indian rosewood back and sides. And it has also a quite deep air body frequency. So if you play the basses, you can feel that the whole guitar is resonating. And it's built completely traditionally, and sound-wise, it's going in the direction of, I would say, Hermann Hauser, Torres. But yeah, you will hear the sound in a bit, and I'm very curious what is your thoughts. As I said, the basses are amazing. It's like a bass guitar. Also realize that it's very sensitive and it reacts very fast to what you are doing, especially in the right hand. Little movements in the finger and the tone is completely different. So if you are looking for a bright and very clear sounding guitar with a sensitive tone, so with an elastic sound, it means you can move your fingers slightly and the sound will change. I think this would be a right guitar for you, and take your hands on it if you have the chance. Made by David Skaki from Milano, brand new. And let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar that I'm going to showcase to you is made by the German guitar luthier Stefan Zander from Kiel. And this guitar is from 2024. It's a very interesting guitar. It's the first guitar made by Stefan Zander in this combination of wood that I'm trying. That's what makes this guitar interesting for me. Anyway, it comes with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. As you know, cypress is also a very light wood, and this guitar is also very light. So it's going to have a fast response, and it's breathing very well, and you have the feeling that the guitar is not standing in your way. It's going forward, and it's a very enjoyable guitar to play. It has also an elevated fingerboard, which makes the playing comfort much better in the higher positions. And this is the concert model. Well, let's play a few tones on it. Very good sustain. Somehow this guitar sounds super woody. You can notice and you can hear the wood, the character of the wood. And maybe it's sounding the completely opposite of a artificial sounding guitar. It has a nice brightness. Also, this guitar is super sensitive, like the previous guitar by Davide Scacchi, and you have to have good nails, or you have to polish your nails good. Otherwise, it can be sound too bright, and you can notice the noise of the nails. I mean, the combination of the wood is spruce and cypress, so it's a super brilliant sounding guitar. Beautiful tone. Probably if you see this guitar, you might think this is Jose Ramirez III, but it's not. It's made in the style of Jose Ramirez III guitars, and it's made by Vincent Genot. And this guitar is from 1974. And you can't expect a super Spanish sound, super clear, punchy sound, and it comes with spruce top and super beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. I love it. It's somehow very reddish. I don't know if it's the color of the wood or maybe it's the lacquer of the guitar that creates this kind of color. Anyway, it looks gorgeous. Yeah, what else to say? I will let the guitar speak. To be honest, I like this guitar, I think, more than a José Ramirez third guitar. Somehow, it's more suitable to my way of playing. I think it has a slightly softer sound than a José Ramirez guitar, and also the shape of the neck feels very comfortable for me. Wow, I didn't expect this kind of sound, and I'm super impressed and surprised actually. It's also the first time that I'm playing this guitar made by Vincent Guenaud. Super good sustain, on the first string. What a surprise! A guitar made by Vincent Genod, José Ramírez's third style guitar from 1974. And it's in quite good condition. And let's move to the next instrument. And the next guitar is made by Antonio Marin Montero, one of the most famous names in the Spanish guitar making. And this guitar, as you can see, looks like a flamenco guitar, but I have played also classical pieces on it, and I would say this is a hybrid and it can do both. And this guitar is from 2024. It has the number 934 and it comes obviously with a spruce top and cypress back and sides. And this is also the first guitar that I'm playing with cypress and spruce, made by Antonio Marin Montero, and it sounds gorgeous. I can confirm this already. Let's play a few notes on it. Wow. Lovely. Wow, first of all, as I told you already, the sound is so beautiful. Full of colors, Spanish, and full of overtones also. Funny thing about this guitar is, usually when I play guitar with spruce and cypress back and sides, the guitar sounds super sensitive, and I have to be careful not to make a lot of mistakes or that my nails are in a good shape. But in this case, somehow this guitar is very forgiving, and despite this combination of the woods, it sounds somehow round. It doesn't sound round, it sounds actually more brilliant, but the tones are covered with some smoothness around it. Very airy. I think this is probably one of the top three Antonio Marin Montero guitars that I have ever played. And the funny thing is, that I didn't expect this guitar to sound this good. And the last guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Leo Sprenger. And this is the first time that I'm trying a guitar made by Leo Sprenger, who is actually coming from a family with a very long and deep violin making tradition. And at some point in his career, he decided to go this path and make also classical guitars. And this guitar is from 2005. And it comes with a spruce top and flamed maple back and sides. We have also an armrest here, and the guitar is actually super light. I'm very curious how this guitar sounds. I've never played any single note on this instrument, and it makes me excited. Good sustain. Some very interesting qualities. First of all, it's also breathing very well. The tones come out easily. And it's a kind of round sound. The sustain is super long. It doesn't stop. I also love the playability on this guitar. I have a super feeling when I'm playing the chords, and the shape of the neck feels super comfortable for me. I always like to end a weekly guitar meeting with a guitar that is a kind of surprise for me and a guitar that I've never reviewed. And this is the case with this guitar made by Leo Sprenger from 2005. And I'm very curious, what is your thoughts on the sound of this guitar? And today I realized that we had no double top or lattice braced guitar, so it was a super traditional weekly guitar meeting. For those who are traditional guitar lovers, I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. And please don't forget to leave a like and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you in a week.